An expression is Norma Strickler. The last name is Strickler. Norma, N-O-R-M-A. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old patient of Dr. Maxwell that is referred to the office with an elevated creatinine of 2.8 on September. Excuse me. Creatinine elevated at 2.18. On August the 29th of 2023. The past history. The past history. This is. Is related to coronary artery disease. She had an acute cardiac event in March of 2023. Was taken to the cardiac cath lab. One stent was deployed. The patient followed up with the interventional cardiologist, Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N. And the serum creatinine was 1.1 in April. Of 2023, Dr. Maxwell ordered a retroperitoneal ultrasound that failed to show any hyperechogenicity, thinning of the cortex, or obstruction. A repeated laboratory workup was done in September the 6th, 2023, and. The serum creatinine was reported 1.1 and the estimated GFR from the 20s went up to 51, period. With this information plus a determination of albumin creatinine ratio of 9, the most likely situation is that the test that was done at the end of August was a lab error, period. In order to clarify the situation, we are going to repeat and evaluate the urinalysis, the protein creatinine ratio, the microalbumin creatinine ratio, and we'll give the appropriate follow-up. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading in our office today was 145 over 80. A following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of atorvastatin. A 80 milligrams on daily basis. Period. Once we get the laboratory workup and we review it, we make a decision whether or not the patient has to return to our office or go back to Dr. Maxwell's office. Paragraph, thank you for your kind referral. Following number, I spent 14 minutes reviewing the referral and the laboratory workup. I am face to face. I spent 25 minutes. I had the opportunity to discuss the case with Dr. Maxwell on the phone. In the documentation, we spent 9 minutes.